wasn't his
house. What you call the
head outhouse.
Okay.
And it was back out in the garden most of the time. And,
but my house was all plumbing.
Yeah, she was a little girl that had plumbing. She was head of some of them.
Well, when you got plumbing, you got in the house, right? I mean, in the house.
Oh, yeah, when anybody got water, where they could have water in the houses, they'd finally get plumbing started in. A lot of farmers put in plumbing all 50 years ago. But,
okay.
In the country, it wasn't much.
Well, that's right. Wasn't much plumbing in the house.
In the country, 50 years ago.
Oh, no, very little in the country. But there's plenty of folks in town didn't have no plumbing when I was a boy. Very, just a few fractions of it.
Then Albany, what were the roads and streets like in there?
Well, Albany had, when I was a little boy, it had them, can you remember them old brick streets there around that one round there?
Yeah.
That was the first streets that paved in Albany, was old brick streets. And I remember when the old bridge was there, for the big bridge there on Broad Street, the old wooden bridge there. And wasn't nothing paved this side of that wooden bridge, of course, but right around that one street there, that's all the pavement it was in town. You go out to Leesburg, you just had a two-lane road, you'd go out yonder, and there wasn't no Jefferson Street, you'd go out Washington Street and cross the railroad, come out yonder by where Black Cat used to be.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And that was the way you went to Leesburg from Albany. And, but that was a... And wasn't many towns around that had any... America's had a little old, had some wooden block streets in America's. It was on the street that the depot station was on, was paved with wooden blocks. That was the first pavement in America.
Was Albany where everybody went to do from here, went to do?
Albany was the biggest town, still the biggest town, but I mean everybody went to Albany from out in the country. You know, for 100 miles. Now my daddy brought cotton to Albany from way down in Baker County. And he had to bring the cotton, well, I think he ginned the cotton before he got there with it. I'm not sure about that. But he come to Albany with all the cotton they made in Bay County, he was a boy. It used to be wagon yards in Albany where had old board fence with just maybe one or two boards around it. Folks would help, I guess people just helped put it together, but you'd have two or three old houses there and they'd bring some wood in there to have a fire and sit around and spend a night in them houses and get to town for a day. And most of the time they'd stay one whole day and one night and go back home the next day. But it had a place to call up the wagon yard out there. Everybody parked the wagon out and put the mule in this old place and had boxes. Sometimes you back your wagon in there and put your feet over in the wagon body, see, and you'd eat right out of the wagon. And they had these old houses back there, though, and I know they weren't built for that purpose. There was old houses somebody, them store folks owned that had people living in them or something or other that let them use them. But they called it right in there where they got a parking lot, exactly where that church was there right now. And all that back in there used to be a wagon yard. Old man Muse had his warehouse on the end and Champion's warehouse facing out on Pine Street. And that's where you done your cotton business at.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Champion wasn't there at that time, but it was cotton warehouse along in them same places.
When you were in Dooley County,
we went to Vianna in Dooley County to and Cordell to care cotton. Now, we come to Albany on a deadhead company and had Ken folks in Albany. I come to Albany all my life.
Yeah.
But we used to think we'd go a long way. Dad got old Model T car by that time, and we'd leave home 3 o'clock in the morning, go to Albany, 50 miles off. And the roads was miserable.
The first ones were all, I mean, the road from Albany to Cordell, was it?
Just corduroy as it could be till I was an old man. Yeah. I went down it a many a time, wondering if it would ever be paved, and this done got paved now anywhere I go to over that way.
You mean it was all dirt?
Yes, just as rough as it could be. Corduroy, that's what he's called.